A new campaign against medical appointment scalping is underway in Beijing, after a video of a young girl denouncing outpatient appointment scalpers went viral this week. Since then, a dozen people have been busted for illegally selling hospital appointments, including 7 at the Guangmen Hospital in Beijing, where the video was shot. Despite the new crackdown, officials in China's medical industry admit it's not going to be easy to root out scalpers. Huang Jinhui is with the city of Guangzhou's healthcare department.
防流的话，一个比较隐蔽吧，一个现在我们一个发现还是比较难的。
The scalpers look no different from anyone else, so it is difficult to pick them out. On top of this, they will face no more than administrative detention if they are caught red-handed.
Under the current structure here in China, people from rural areas of the country have a difficult time gaining access to medical facilities in the country's major cities, as they won't be covered under the National Medicare program and will have to pay completely out of pocket. As such, scalpers using local identification cards can book appointments and then sell them to people without the proper documentation. Zhuang Yijiang with the Chinese Hospital Association says the best way to eliminate this issue is to make the medical system in China more uniform.
The fundamental reason behind the case is not the scalping, but the low quality of China's grassroots medical system. If local hospitals were capable of offering the treatment, then patients would not believe the only way to get cured is to go to a hospital in Beijing.
Of the 100 top-ranked hospitals across the country, 23 are located in Beijing, 20 are in Shanghai, and 9 are in Guangdong province. Liu Zhen with Guangmen Hospital in Beijing says this puts a huge amount of pressure on their staff.
We have 400 doctors. However, the number of patients we see a day exceeds 11,000. Don't you think that we are overburdened?
Also among the busiest hospitals in the capital is Beijing Children's Hospital. That facility has seen its yearly patient numbers increase from 2.3 million in 2011 to close to 3.4 million in 2014. Liu Guoan with the State Council's Healthcare System Reform Advisory Committee says this is something they're working on addressing.
Apart from consistent crackdowns on scalpers, we're also trying to step up the reforms in the country's Medicare system. As there are only around 5 hospital beds for every 1,000 people in China, which is an even higher ratio than in the US, it's urgent that we try to convince people to see doctors at community-level clinics, particularly if they're not critically ill.
A national real-name medical appointment booking system is being worked on. The system was first introduced in Beijing's hospitals in 2011. However, it's not linked with the country's national ID database. This makes it easy for scalpers to book an appointment using a fake ID card. For CI, this is Luo Wen.